It says that the land had rest for 40 years once order was restored and once God was back in the midst. And I think that's important to recognize. Sin brings, as Uncle Emil was saying, misery and suffering, whereas God brings peace and rest. Mm.
When the Lord is installed in his rightful place, there is rest. You are always agitated and troubled and worried and all of that stuff because you know what? Kushtam Rashtiyam is reigning. And you're trying to please him. There's no rest. But when the Lord Jesus, he said, come unto me. Come unto me. I will give you rest. Whatever difficulties you have, you come to him. You make him Lord of all in your life. And there will be rest. Ask Neil knows a secret. He was trained in a very quiet way. He looked at Caleb, his father-in-law, or his uncle. And he said, here is a man who follows the Lord all the way, alone sometimes. It was him and Joshua against 2 million people. He alone. And he said, this is what I want. Look at the end of their life and follow their faith. He said, I wanted to do that. What else he did? We heard. I want to summarize very quickly what it said so you could write it down. The Word of God. The Word of God was his guide. The Spirit of God. He find good companion. He find accept. He find a good... Find Christian influence on you. Don't let the world influence you or your unbelieving friends. Shouldn't have any. Influencing you. He had somebody who was influencing him to go for greater things. Let's go to a Bible conference. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the meeting. Let's have time of prayer. Instead of let's go whatever you guys go to. There was a good influence. Find those who will influence you in the right way. Mm-hmm. And then he conquered. Started with a little village. There is victory in his life. Secret victory. He overcome that city of Arba, where there is Ahimai, Talmai, and Jeshai. You know, these are the principles of the word. I'll tell you the meaning of their name later on if you are interested. But they all really represent the character of the world. There is all of these secrets of his life. You know what? It's very easy. Read your Bible, pray every day. I mean, really, really very easy. I always say, here is, what is the secret for Christian success? Read your Bible, pray every day. Can't get easier than that. And you'll be asking it for God. Lunch is at 12:15.
It's actually 12:30.
Oh, 12:30. Okay.
So we'll have...